Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, Minayin Sheba Ana. So we mentioned the Makar for the Kohen Gadol's Vidur on his par, but how do we know that he uses a Lashon of Ana? So Nemer Kan Kapara, V'Nemer L'Holam B'Chariv Kapara. Ma L'Holam, just like over there, by Moshe Ben Yustfila, after the Igla Azov, after the Chada Egel, it says the Lashon of Ana. So Afkan Ba'Ana, so to over here, by the Kohen Gadol's Vidur, he says it B'Nusuch Ana. Minayin Sheba Shem, he says Ana Hashem. How do we know that he uses the Shem Hashem? Nemer Kan Kapara, V'Nemer Be'Igla Rufa Kapara. Because it says over here, by the parasha Kohen Gadol, the Lashon of Kapara, and it says Be'egla Rufa Kapara, Ma'al Halam B'Shem, Afkan B'Shem, just like over there it says to use the Shem Hashem, so to over here. Amr Abai says, Bishlam Acharim Be'egla Rufa Le'yalif, it makes sense that we don't learn out Moshe Rabbeinu's Tefillah from Egla Rufa, to say that Moshe Rabbeinu's Tefillah, he also should say, should say Hashem, because Ma'ed Hava, that's already history. That was just a historical, that was something that happened. Moshe Rabbeinu davened, and that's the way his tefillah was. There's no, it's not like it's something that happens again to learn out one from the other. Ela Egla Rufa Telef Michayriv. Why don't we learn out Egla Rufa from Chayriv? Why don't we say that just like by Chayriv, just like by Moshe Rabbeinu's Tefillah, he used the Nusach of Ana, so too, the Kayhanim by the Egla Rufa, they should say Ana. If you say that they do, but no, but we learned in the Mishnah that they don't. It says, they don't say the Nusach of Ana. So Kasha, says the Gemara, it's a Kasha. We said that after the Kohen Gadol says the Shem Hashem, so everyone answers Baruch Shem. Tanya, what's the Makar? We learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Omer, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Vugaydol Elokeinu, that Amr La Meishel Yisrael, Meishel Bin was telling Klai Yisrael, B'shosh Ani Masker Shem Meishel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I mention the Shem Hashem, Atem HaVugaydol, you give a bracha, you say Baruch Shem. Chanani Ben Achi, Rabbi Shua Omer, he says a different Makar, that Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that Amr Lahem Navi Yisrael, the Navi was telling Klai Yisrael, B'shosh Ani Masker Tzadik Olamim, when I mention Hashem's name, Atem Tenu Bracha, you give a bracha, you answer Baruch Shem. Says the Mishnah. So after the Kohen Gadol finishes his vidui on his par, so Bali Lamizrach Hazara Letzafan Amizbeach. So he goes to the east of the Hazara, north of the Mizbeach. Haskam Miyaminai Vereish Beis Av Mismaylai. The back of Kohen Gadol is on his right, and the Reish Beis Av, who was fitting to have served in the Beis Hamikdash that day, right? The years divided into Mishmaris, and the weeks are divided into different Batei Av. Each day, a different Beis Av serves in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Reish Beis Av of the group of Kehanim that would have served that day in the Beis Hamikdash had not been Yom Kippur, so he walks on the left side of the Kohen Gadol. Vishaman over there in this spot, they walked to a place where Shnei Seirim Vekalpi Ha'isa Shaman. There was two Seirim and a wooden box. Ubashne Garoles. And inside the wooden box, there was two Garoles, Shalash Garaya Hayu, and they were made out of boxwood. Va'asim Ben Gamla Shalzav. But Ben Gamla donated money to the Beis HaMikdash, and he made these lots out of gold. Va'yumaskir Naisan L'Shevach. And they mentioned him, and they mentioned this donation, L'Shevach. They praised him for it. So now on this topic of donations to the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah says, Ben Katan Asa Yud Beis Dad L'Kiur. He made 12 spouts for the Kiur. So Hayu Loi Elishnaim, originally there were only two, which we'll see the details of this and all the future, the donations mentioned in the Hemshech, we'll see more details about them in the Gemara. Afu Asa Mukhni L'Kiur, he also made a pulley system for the Kiur. Shul Yumim of Nifsalam Belina, that the water shouldn't become possible by Lina, by staying in the Kiur by themselves. Munbaz HaMelech Haya Aisa Kol Yadis HaKelim Sheyom HaKippurim Shalzav. Munbaz HaMelech, he made a donation that all the handles of the Kelim of Yom Kippur should be made out of gold. Hilni Imai Asa Nivresha Shalzav HaPesach Eichal. And his mother Hilni donated it a golden chandelier by the Pesach Eichal. Va'afi Asa Tavla Shalzav, she also donated a golden tablet, Sheparsha Saita Ksuva Aleha. That on this tablet had on it written the Parsha of Saita, so that they wouldn't need to open up a Sefer Torah to write the Parsha of Saita. Nikanor Nasu Nisim Adal Saisa, Vayumaskir Naisan L'Shevach, and Nikanor also had an ace that happened to his doors, which we'll see more about in the Gemara, and they would mention all these people, all their donations, they mentioned them L'Shevach, says the Gemara. From the fact that they had to be makbid to go north of the Mizbeach and to do this, to do the Gaira, which needed to be done in the north, so that's matter that the Mizbeach itself is not in the north. Otherwise they could have been parallel with the Mizbeach. Why did they dafka have to go north of the Mizbeach? It's matter that the Mizbeach itself is all in the south. So money, who is the Tan of our Mishnah who holds that the Mizbeach is all in the south? Says the Gemara, Blaz Ben Yaakov, the Tan of our Mishnah is Blaz Ben Yaakov, the Tan who learned in the Braisa, it's a final fnei Hashem. She itzafon kulei panu ediv Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov dares in some final fnei Hashem that the entire northern part of the Azara has to be clear of no mizbeach is in the north. Now there's no mizbeach in the north. The entire mizbeach is in the south. So that's the tan of our Mishnah. In fact, the Gemara of Hareisha Reb Elazar ben Shimoni. But we see in the Reisha Nalik Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. We see in the Reisha that where was the vidui of the Kohen Gadol on this par? Bina ulam v'la mizbeach. Now we already mentioned that that has to be considered the tzafon because the shechita of this par is called shekadashim. It has to be in the tzafon of the Azara. So if Beina Ulam La Mizbeach is considered the Tzafain, that means there must be at least part of the Mizbeach that's in the Tzafain. Otherwise, how could he be between the Ulam and the Mizbeach and be in the Tzafain? It must be at least part of the Mizbeach is in the Tzafain. Says the Gemara, Kula Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Vitani Kibbein Ulam V'la Mizbeach. Not that he was, that the Kohen Gadol stood between the Ulam and the Mizbeach when he did his Vidoy. He was Kibbein Ulam V'la Mizbeach. He was north of that area, because the entire Mizbeach was in the south, and he had to be in the north, but he was parallel to the area which is Bein Ulam V'la Mizbeach. Says the Gemara Vayter, Askan Biyamino V'Reish Beisav Mismoiloi. We said that he was on the Skam was on the right and the Reish Beisav was on the left. Amar Rav Yehuda, Hamahalach Liyamin Rabbi Arei Zabar. He said a halacha that one who walks to the right side of his Rebbe, so he's a bar, he doesn't even know basic Derech Eretz. Tanah, in fact, the Gemara, but our Mishnah says, Askan Biyamino V'Reish Beisav Mismoiloi. It says that the Skan walked to the right of the Kohen Gadol. V'Oiden, furthermore, Tani, we learned in the Braisa that Shalei Shashay Mahalcham Bederech, if three people walking on the road, Harav Be'emtza, so the Rebbe walks in the middle, Gadol Biyamino V'Katum Ismaili, but and the greater of the Talmidim, that he walks on the right side. So you see, you are allowed to right, walk on the right, be on the right side of your Rebbe. And V'Chei Matzinu B'Shleish Malachi Asharis, that's also what we find by the three Malachi Asharis, Shabbat Yitzel Avram, that they came to Avram Avinu, that Michal Be'emtza, Gavriel Biyamino V'Rafal Mismaili. So you see that Gavriel went to the right of Michal, who was the greatest out of all of them. So you see that he went to the right of him. Says the Gemara, Targuma Rav Shmuel Bar Papa, Kamid Rav Ada, Kadesh they were going behind the Rebbe in order to cover him up, not really to the right. If you walk connected the Rebbe, so you're a bar. Behind the Rebbe, that's Gassas HaRuach. So how is that helping to say that they walk behind the Rebbe? Says the Gemara, no, we don't mean mamish behind. The Mitzadi, that's today. They were behind, but a little bit to the side. So they were diagonal to the Rebbe. Now says the Gemara, V'kalpi ha'isa sham u'bash negarolis. We said in the Mishnah that over there was a box of a wooden box that had in it these two lots. Tan rabbanon v'nasan arnal shnei asirim geirolis. So the first, the Braisa darshins that geirolis shel kol davar, that the geirolis can be made of any material, which we'll see more about soon. Yachol yitein shnayim al zeh v'shnayim al zeh. I might think that they should put two lots on each one of the seirim. There should be two lots that say Lashem and two lots that say Lazazo, because it says how al shnei hasirim geirolis. Tamolaymer says the Bryce in the note, Tamulaimer, Gairo Lashem, Gairo Lazazel. That's the Nusuk of the Gra. That Gairo Lashem, Gairo Lazazel, it says Gairo Blashan Yachid. So you see from there, from the fact that it says Gairo Lashem, Gairo Lazazel, the Inkan Lashem, Gairo Echad, the Inkan Lazazel, Echad. There's only one lot that says on it the Shem Hashem, and one lot that says on it, Lazazel. Yachol Yitan Shal Shem Vishel Azazel Azeh. Vishel Shem Vishel Azazel Azeh. I might think, okay, fine. So there's one lot that says on it Lashem, one lot that says on it Lazazel. But Lamaisa the Pasuk says to put two Geirolis on each Sayer. So take both of those lots and put it on each one of the two Seirim. Do it two times. First on this Sayer, then on that Sayer. Tamulaimar Geirol Echel Lashem. That is only one Geirol that's Lashem. That Inkan Lashem Ala Echel. There's only one. Veinkan Lazazel Ala Echel. And that only one, you only take out the Lashem, a lot and put it one time on one sayer, and the other lot that says on it Lazazel goes one time on the other sayer. So why does the Torah say to put on the Shnei Seirim Geira Lais? Mashmi, you're putting two Geira Lais. And now we have a drash that not. So what's the word Geira Lais? Shiyushavin, it just teaches that the two Geira Lais, that the two lots should be the same. Shall you ask the Echad Shal Zav, Echad Shal Kesav, Echad Gadol, Echad Katan? Don't make one out of gold, one out of silver, one bigger, one smaller. They should be exactly the same. Geirolos shel kol davar pshita. Fract the Gemara. We said in the Braisa that the Geirolos can be made of any material. Wasn't that obvious? Says the Gemara. Leitzricha lechadetanya. It's needed for the following Braisa. Lefisha metzinu betzitz shashem kasov alav v'hu shel zahav. We find that the tzitz, it also said on it Lashem, and it was made out of gold. So yachol avzekein. So I might think even this lot which said Lashem, it should have to be made out of gold. Tamulaymer geirol riba. Therefore it says geirol. It's a riba. It's a riboy. That riba shel zayis. Riba shalagas, ribas shalshkareya, it's coming to be married by all these different types of wood, and the Ritva says wood and all other materials, just as a hiddur to use dafka these ones because they're stronger, but we have this riboy, the hiddur, so we ask pshita, the answer is that no, you might have thought to learn it out from the tzitz, it has to be made out of gold, kamash malan, that it doesn't.